Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, so we're going to do a little bit of a...
Do-to-do, as you say.
A do-to-do, a potluck, a potpourri, and not the kind that Mikhail LaShore ate. We're going to do a bit of a grab bag here. Mm-hmm. I will give you two things that are in the mix, and then Rico's going to add something that if you're hearing it, you might think Rico's effing with you, like it's the onion, but it's not. So here's two things that are in the mix if you want to participate. A, we talked earlier, the NFL is voting this week on two rules changes. One would be banning the tush push. You're not going to be able to have a rugby pile or push players forward. The other is, it's actually something the Lions proposed, which is your record, not status as a division winner, dictates seeding. So last year, Vikings-Lions, the loser wouldn't have ended up on the road in L.A. as the five seed. Which of those two, if I said you have to pass one, which would it be? Rico and I have argued all day. He's team playoffs, I'm team tush push. But the other one, Pro Football Focus, and we'll get back into it later in the hour, but it was the idea of there were five Lions on the top 25 under 25. J-Mo wasn't one of them. So was that a mistake? Part two, do you view J-Mo as a part of your core? But the big issue is, okay, Penei Sewell was number one, you paid him. Kirby Joseph is 25, you paid him. But Gibbs, Laporta, Branch, and J-Mo, of those four, keep two, toss two. Now, as I throw you the number, Rico's going to give you the he's not screwing with you news update story of the day. 248-539-9797.
Okay, here's the funny thing, Mike, because what you have done, I'm going to combine the two topics. Because the NFL owners have voted on something. While we're still waiting on the new schedule, I mean the new tush push and what to do with the records at the end of the year.
Yeah.
NFL owners, this is just breaking, have voted to allow NFL players to participate in the 2028 Olympic flag football. Team USA will be made up of 10 players. And how do we unify these two topics, Mike? Because a lot of experts have picked two players from the Lions to be on Team USA. So I guess fresh off of the Four Nations tour that you saw in hockey, you will have NFL players out there representing the United States. The two players, it's Penei Sewell and Jahmyr Gibbs.
No. I'll tell you right now. I'll hit the roof. Robert Edwards, Pro Bowl, beach flag football game, tore his knee in 17 places, ended his career. Why on earth would I put a first ballot gold jacket Hall of Famer out there and an all-pro caliber running back to go play in some stupid, meaningless charity exhibition known as the Olympics?
For pride.
Go to hell.
It's the reason why you watch Army-Navy, Mike.
Nope,
it's
for that's USA. A real football game with real records and a trophy on the line.
The NFL stated in its resolution that one or more league-wide insurance policies would provide the appropriate injury protection.
What would that be?
I guess if you get the Robert Edwards knee blown out, maybe. I don't know. If
they can replace your knee right then and there? I mean, because what do you mean? Protection. No.
I'm assuming protection if you lose a player for a lot. Like, maybe you get an extra draft pick. I don't know.
That doesn't replace my player.
Right.
Hey.
If you're the Vikings fan and you lose Justin Jefferson,
but a
replacement first-round pick isn't the same.
Justin Jefferson could turn out to be Captain America and lead the USA to
let me help
gold.
You. No one cares.
Okay,
so you
NFL
can just
does.
Stop. No, the NFL is greedy. They don't care about these players. Their players can die.
Now,
they'll replace them.
The question is, how many will NFL players will play in the Olympics? The answer is unclear. The NFL allows for one player from each team to represent a country. So a team could, in theory, have three players playing for three different countries.
Sheila Ford-Hamp needs to get in front of this and ban the players. You're banned.
So you don't want to see Lions playing on the Olympic
Not if you want
Olympic
me to
team.
Sign your checks. Ridiculous. I hate NBA players in the Olympics. I hate NHL players in the Olympics. You have an employer. It's not your country.
But I mean, look at all the love that the four nations got. It's NHL players.
Hey, poverty league. This is the NFL. That it is ridiculous.
248-539-9797.
Wouldn't allow it.
Would you like to see a Detroit Lion on the Olympic
Send
team.
Send a team of Cleveland Browns. Nobody cares whether they live or die.
You only get 10 players. And, yeah, Sewell is the offensive lineman. Then Jahmyr Gibbs is the guy that a lot of people are picking. The experts say, hey, if I could pick somebody, it would be Gibbs.
I've already made my case. So, I'm not going to repeat myself.
I don't have a problem with it. I have no problem with it. If you want to represent your country, Gibbs.
All right, do me a favor.
Jefferson.
Have DK Metcalf go do it. Blow out his ACL, MCL, and PCL in the Olympics, and let me know how you feel about the Steelers' future now.
Are we winning anything anyway?
David, that is immaterial to the conversation.
No, I have no problem if you want to represent your country.
And I know it's flag football, Mike, and I know you look at Robert Edwards, it was horrific what happened to him, but it happens in every sport where you have the superstars going to play on the Olympic team.
And I disagree with it.
And it's like an honor for them to be on the team.
You know what? You know what is an honor? To have a guaranteed contract that pays you $10, $20, $30 million a year. And if you like that honor, okay, you're not going. It's why in your contract you can't go skydiving. You can't ride an ATV. You can't do certain things.
Well, they're saying, guys, you can be patriotic.
No.
Or you can go represent your country if you originate from another country.
No. Go to that country and play football. See if they pay you. I hate crap like this.
It's flag football, man. This ain't tackle.
Okay, good. I hope somebody blows their knee out, I want to hear your ridiculous defense of it.
How is this any different than the shenanigans that go on at the new Pro Bowl events where they're playing dodgeball?
Guess what? I'd ban all my players from that, too.
But Lions have 7 players at the Pro Bowl event.
Nobody cares. Name the Lions who were in the Pro Bowl last year.
Sewell.
And doo-doo-doo. Here.
Gibbs, yeah.
Here's the fan base. Nobody knows. Nobody cares. You have one job. Line up for as many of the 18 weeks as it takes wearing the Honolulu blue and silver. I don't give an F about the Olympics. This is the type of crap. The greed is so over the top. The NFL, if they could start a prostitution product, they would.
And with the number one pick.
Yeah, honestly.
Cinnamon!
When is Goodell opening a brothel at this point? I mean, that's the only thing the NFL's not into.
Maybe that's why they're going to Germany.
Stop it! David!
The only thing I want Lions players winning is the Super Bowl, not the Olympic flag football game. That is from Dave. Take players from the UFL instead.
There you go.
We're the only country that plays the sport. These losers are still more than good enough to win gold. Someone says, I love flag football in the Olympics. I think Minnesota, Chicago, and Green Bay should send all of their players.
There you go. Exactly. You guys go and have fun. And then have some goofball from Luxembourg blow out your Achilles. Do that. Stupid. They have clauses in their contract. They don't even get to live their lives the way they want to. But you think I'm going to be okay sending Penei Sewell's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Wait, God forbid he goes over there and he misses time with the Lions.
Teams will surely have a say in whether they will allow any player to participate.
I'm going
to
help you. Sheila, I got you. No.
Flag football has a shorter field with different systems of downs, different strategy on offense and defense, good. And unique penalties that don't exist any of what we see on Sunday.
That's nice. I'm just going to read something now, and we'll get to your phone calls.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Straight to the people. Jordan is in Westland 97.1. Jordan, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
How
I want to get right into it.
Yes.
I know you guys have been asking everyone who we want to sign going forward. I know you kind of poo-pooed a little bit the Kirby signing and everything like that. I get that. How would you move forward if you were Brad Holmes, right? Because you kind of make the point of like, you know, let Brad cook. If you were in his position, what would you do then?
I would have gone all in. I wouldn't be bleepy footing around thinking about 2027 or 28. I would have gone all in. I sure as hell wouldn't have had an offseason where I didn't go out and highly upgrade my pass rush. And I sure as hell wouldn't worry about like the Kirby thing. Case in point, Jordan, they could have signed him to the transition tag. Let him hunt his own deal at the end of the season. You get first right of refusal. I just don't need to do it. He needs to duplicate what he did last year to be paid as the best safety in football. So for me, like
that point's fair.
So
I was gonna say that point's fair with Kirby.
Okay.
Do you think that this iteration of the defense going forward is going to be what he's going to be more prone to doing? I mean, when he came in, the franchise was a dumpster.
I know that. The problem
so, like,
is
I get that his performance has been poor, but
no. But every year before last year, he was outside the top 50 in coverage grade. Four safeties. So, again, Jordan, I think he's a good player. But there's a difference between, hey, I think the guy's good, and now he's the highest-paid safety in football. And to your point, Jordan, look, I am open. I don't have all the answers, man, because we don't have all the information all the time. But I've been upfront about this with how I want this done. I feel like the Lions have already blown two of their best opportunities they'll ever have to win a Super Bowl. One of them is directly their fault. The other one is kind of not. But now I view it as, okay, I've got a year or two left. Jordan, you tell me, how did they truly get better defensively this year? Like, what did they do to get better? If I swap Carlton Davis out for DJ Reed, fine. If you want to sell me Arnold gets better, fine. But Aleem's not going to play the first 8 weeks of the year minimum. They continued to do this stuff where they just bring back Davenport again. Or hey, we got Pete Lopez from the Cardinals. You know, they ran out and paid Derek Barnes. Hell, Jordan, I'm petrified they're going to extend Anzalone. I mean, explain this to me, Jordan. Why would you run out in October and extend David Montgomery and pay him $10 million a year?
I think he's more of a cultural fit, right? And I get it. His performances on the field isn't as good as Gibbs. Fair enough. All credit there. But I think you do have to have a guy in the locker room who's got a little bit of grit to him. He's got a little bit of, like, you know, you got to have some Dan Campbell guys in there. And I don't fault him for that. That's fine. You know, you want a veteran guy as well. All that's well and good. Don't love the signing, for being honest. Same with Barnes. But it is what it is. Can't complain now.
No, but you asked me. I owed you the answer, Jordan. So I was just giving you a couple of things where I'm going, look, I think, case in point, right? Rico got all over him, Jordan, because they drafted Tesla. I don't, just because if Brad loves a guy, I'm going to trust in that. But when you think about the third round draft picks and all of this, none of them are about right now. I mean, they drafted a backup QB who will never play a meaningful snap for this team. They drafted and traded up for a defensive tackle who's going to get cut. They drafted a guy who doesn't even have a profile picture. And now they've drafted and traded multiple draft picks for a wide receiver who probably doesn't play a whole lot this year. So when you ask me that question, I owe you the answer to go, look, here are the things I don't necessarily love. I really wish they would have gone all in and gone out and gotten the best pass rusher they could get their hands on.
That's fair. Do you think, obviously the cap's always going up and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I know Goff's contracted time didn't look great, and now a couple years later, it's kind of aged a little bit better. Are we going to have the same perspective on Kirby's going forward?
Possibly. Yeah. I mean, Jordan, if you're talking to us and let's say you call back, you know, week of Thanksgiving and he's having an all pro caliber season. Sure. But I'm also a little bit of a weirdo. I don't like paying safeties. I mean, I just, there's certain positions that I value them, but to a point. Like, I want to have anybody on my team making north of $20 million. They better be a big person. It's just
fair enough.
You know,
can I
mean?
Can I leave you with one question then before I get out of here?
Sure.
Given how your team is and, you know, how splendid they're doing, what would you want to see that the Lions are doing? What would you want to see the Giants mirror?
It would begin with, could we put an actual offensive line on the field? Look, the Lions deserve, honestly, Jordan, I don't remember the last time the Giants averaged 4 yards a carry. So that would be the beginning, middle, and end. We haven't had an offensive line since Kareem McKenzie was our right tackle. It's been a kerfuffle. What Brad Holmes has done in the scouting department, up front, O-line, it's been phenomenal. Truly.
And adding another one in this year's draft.
Yes, and I halfway believe Tate Ratledge, the only thing better than his haircut will probably be his play, because he's a Lion. I think you've drafted one guy who sucked. What was it? Bob Stenberg or whatever his name was. Other than that, everybody you draft can play.
Yeah, and if Manu ends up being that guy, we all look stupid, but you know what?
No, he's one under looks a rookie stupid deal. Because, look, again, I compare the Manu thing to Max Clark. Whatever they end up being down the line is immaterial to right now.
Correct.
I need you now. You know what they needed last year? They needed a pass rusher or a defensive player who, if you use the third round pick on them, they're helping maybe save your season. Yeah. Or I drafted a guy who doesn't know how to play football.
And if that's the case, well, no. I think the bigger mistake was Hendon Hooker, because you and I got another quarterback who was a high school teacher.
Uh-oh.
The week before the game.
Okay, that's all. Hey, Jordan asked a direct question. I owed him direct answers.
Yeah, you did.
And I'm fine with it. Like I said, I like a lot of what Brad Holmes does. There's just something in that. Like, I love 75%.
It's like the third round, they just go off and high-five each other and hit the ESPN auto pick.
Well, it's also the idea that all the pressure's on Aiden, and I don't think it needs to be. Mm-hmm. That's my disconnect there. Let's go to Paul, 97.1. Paulie, what's going on, buddy?
It is always a pleasure, Michael, Rico, David. It's always good to speak to you, my friends.
Hello, sir. What's going on?
Not much. You know, you're giving me a choice of four, if I'm reading this right,
yep,
between J-Mo Gibbs, Branch, and Laporta.
That's correct.
So if I have to choose two, right in the here and now, and I don't disagree with a thing that you guys have said, I would have loved, and I do have a question on the defensive end pick that they took late after I give you my choices.
Sure.
In the here and now, right now, I want Branch and I want Laporta for these reasons. Branch is a disruptor.
Yes.
An absolute force. And Laporta is a safety valve that can run, catch, and block. And if we've all seen it before, the tight end position has become so important, probably in recent memory since Gronk. And Gronk was Brady's safety valve. And I believe Laporta is Goff's safety valve. Now, Gibbs, as good as he is, Mike, what do you always say?
We do not pay running backs.
Exactly. And J-Mo is fast. He's all the above, et cetera, et cetera. But you know what? They come around every couple of years in the college draft. It can be done. So, that's what it is.
And guess what, Paulie? I mean, they kind of did it in the third round. This kid they drafted out of Arkansas, I'm not knocking the pick because guess what? He didn't have quarterback play. I'm very familiar with Talen Green. He's a bum. He sucked at Boise, and somehow he got an SEC landing spot. They had no quarterback play. I think they drafted that type of guy, and whether it's J-Mo's direct replacement or not, that's what they decided to do. The kid they drafted in the sixth round, Al-Hassanin, look, he is a built-in-the-lab Dan Campbell player. I don't argue any of it. I watched way too much Boise State football. Shout out, cash the ticket. We have to watch garbage. The kid is all motor, all hustle, only Egyptian Division I player in history. The guy barely knew how to play football. But he's a sixth-round pick. So this is where I start to get, I'm not upset, I just get annoyed, that we try to turn every pick they make into the greatest pick ever. I can say, hey, I'm rooting for the guy, he could make the team, but the idea that he's going to walk in and be a 7.5 sack player,
no, Mike,
I can't do that.
It kind of goes with the whole you can't pay everybody. Everybody can't make the team. There's going to be some guys getting cut, and it's going to be some of the fan favorites that they just loved in training camp.
I'd also ask the question, why, if I'm a Super Bowl or bust team, am I relying on a sixth-round draft pick for my pass rush?
Oh, boy. We got time for Bill or no?
No, we have time for you to yell about booming and stuff.
Okay.
All right. No, legitimately. Like, it's go time.
Okay.
A 97 one. All right, David, a few ticket techs. Rieger and Wojo next. Tiger Baseball tomorrow afternoon. We'll join you after the game. Are we good weather-wise in St. Louis tonight?
As far as I know, but okay. There's pop-up storms, you know.
All right.
We'll see.
Well, it rained last night.
It did. I didn't think they were going to come back and play the game, and they somehow did.
By the way, I have the most unsurprising medical update ever.
Okay.
Noted geriatric pitcher Alex Cobb is in line for, quote, a series of injections. Now, mind you, this was a guy the Tigers signed for no reason, really early, for a hell of a lot of money, 15 on base. And the guy was quoted as saying, yeah, I was pretty much just going to retire. Obviously didn't start the season. And now when you hear series of injections and it's May 20th.
Yeah, so you're going to let the Tigers just foot your medical bill for it.
For all that Scott Harris has done right, and I mean, man, have they nailed the bullpen. And he's done a lot right, no doubt, reshaping the minors. It is totally legitimate to say he also lit $35 million on fire, signing two pitchers with a combined age of 73 in Kenta Maeda and Alex Cobb. Holy hell.
It's his Trinity Benson moment. I got you.
Trinity cost 2 seventh-round picks.
Nah, you're true. But you kept bringing him back.
This guy's lighting 10% of the payroll on fire every year because he's got a thing for old pitchers.
$15 million.
It's crazy. Like when Kenny goes cougar hunting, except the Tigers signed 40-year-old pitchers.
Wow. Yeah. The fact that, I was ready to retire, but they called. And I'm like,
but wait, I've got 15 million reasons you shouldn't retire, Alex.
All right, I'll take your money. And
here comes a series of injections. All right.
Yeah, but he's smiling all the way to the bank after every injection.
David?
Speaking of retirement, Wojo just walked in. Gibbs and Branch is who I would keep. Swiss Army knives. Not even a discussion. Someone is asking you, Rico, have you gotten your mulch yet?
No, I have not gotten my mulch yet.
On the flag football, someone says, hey, man, Mike, send the college kids.
Here's Doug taking the sales call.
you and Karsh were boys.
That's what I thought.
Right? Carolyn, Rico, I heard this tailing. Like, I was so offended for you. I went to the Home Depot. I got some mulch in my Tesla. Do you want it?
Sure.
Yeah, you know I'll just give it to you.
Apparently, they're boys.
I don't know if I want to go in your neighborhood.
Boys. Right. Hi, we're boys. But we're not boys.
Right. Oh, hey, people are watching. No, stand up. Maybe Rico is like Doug's. You know, one of my college roommates was black. Friends.
Oh. We lived harmoniously for several years.
You know? Oh, well, I can talk about this because I had a black roommate, so I'm well versed. Right. I'm well versed on this George.
I'll
Floyd
have
thing.
You know,
guys. I want to talk about the culture with a K.
he told me all about those video games and the rap videos.
I learned with respect.
I have good taste in hip hop because I lived with Rico.
You know, Rico introduced me to the hippity hop. All right, I'm sorry. We had fun with that, but I will personally bring you mulch.
He bought me FUBU clothes.
Oh, wow.
What color mulch do you want? The red, the brown, the black?
I'll figure it out.
Okay.
I figure now I got to take the black.
You don't need black mulch if you don't want black mulch.
The red mulch doesn't look right. Culture,
I have to take the black.
For the culture. Is that how it works? You go over to Lowe's? Yeah, where's your black mulch? I got to get it for the culture.
I think if Doug's really your friend, he sends his kid out here to deliver the mulch.
Yeah.
You're a family friend. You're donating. Your money spends. What's the problem?
Mm.
Now, instead, I'm going to deliver your mulch, and there's going to be like a rack of ribs on top as a gift.
Yeah.
Because this Costco thing is going to be a problem for me. I just can't stay. Hey, Rico, here's a bag of shrimp.
Welcome to the club, but I haven't gone to Costco in a little while, but I used to go all the time. It's intimidating, fascinating, invigorating.
It's an elite retail experience.
Do
you do the BJ's instead?
Excuse me?
Whoa.
All right. BJ's. It's Costco, but it's smaller. I'm a member of the BJ's.
Can I... Please.
I was just there today.
That's BG's.
Yeah, I got some ground beef there.
What's coming up next? Please, God.
I have no idea. We're talking about mulch.
No, you're not. No, because I don't want to see Doug's head explode.
I have a non-sports thing.
Don't you think it already
break.
Has exploded? I mean, let's be honest.
That's very funny. And
Doug's not coming in tomorrow.
Oddly enough, Rieger wants to talk about Harvey Baez.
Do you think Doug's leaving a segment early tomorrow?
Oh, he's not coming in tomorrow.
Game.
Oh,
that's perfect for him.
Right. He doesn't have to see you after the awkward situation.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing?
Every day
I'll bring
National
the pitchfork, too, to help
day.
You spread the
mulch. What are you guys doing?
He's got a Javi Baez question, and we're going to talk about black hosts. And
well, that'll be a short segment.
Rico.
Oh, my. Ain't a lot of us around here. Wow.
And black producers, too.
No mulch for you.
Yet again, same statement as Rico.
Right. And that'd be a 30 seconds. And you know what? We'll even throw in Chapman. There you go.
How about this? We'll talk about black NBA players. Is that better for you?
Okay.
Oh, all right. Let's do a show, Ojo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.